So I am at the pool and I'm exiting the water after swimming 2 kilometers. And I start to take a shower to rinse off the chlorine. Bathing suit still on, of course. It's a public place after all. And the nudist night wasn't tonight. Yes, this really exists. After taking my stuff in the locker, I head to a booth to change myself and I close the door. I remove everything and start to dry my hair. Then my chest, and I come back to my hair, because long hair are hard to dry. And right there, I hear the door opening. I'm like, what the fuck, I closed it! As I'm about to say something, a finger suddenly rests on my lips and shushes me. I open my eyes again, and just get a glimpse of a dark head of hair, before being held against the other door, lips stuck on mine. All I can see are 2 big gray eyes. The towel slumps to the floor, and I realize I'm totally naked, still wet from the shower. This humidity sticks my hair together, darkening especially the area beneath my abs. Between my thighs, a movement is created by the kissing upstairs, and the swimsuit of these unknown lips get inexorably closer. The fabric grazing from time to time against the heat of my hips. By sliding a hand between my pectorals down to my abs, you send goosebumps all over my body, ruffling the almost dry hair, while I easily undo the knot keeping the top half of your swimsuit together, to free the 2 pieces of meaty flesh hidden by it. Raising the temperature of this small booth another level, away from all the sounds of the world around us. The fall of the top is stopped by a thigh that found a way between the legs of this damsel, imposing long caresses against the furnace, sending waves of soft heat into your whole body. A long sigh joins the movement of your hand down my virility, to rest just under it, gently running the tip of your fingers, slowly and softly from the base to the tip. Indifference being impossible to feign anymore, my reaction comes quickly. A rush of blood illustrates how good this sensation feels and lifts my sex in a flattering position. Much more imposing than before. But this stertor is suddenly blocked by the pelvis pressed against me, and is met with an evocative, oh-ho, showing the appreciation of my belle. I'm hardly keeping it together by now, but to still improve the experience, I slide a hand on the surface of the thin cloth covering your crotch, tracing with my finger the bump of your femininity. When I hear your breathing quicken, I stroll back up to your chest, where your 2 little buds harden between the agile touch of my fingers. Unable to resist, your tongue finds a way to mine between my lips. Just as 2 of my fingers dive between your swimsuit and your naked body, meeting a wet, smoldering hot spot, sending electric arc in every direction. 1 of those fingers squeezes away between your heels, and it's the beginning of a slow and delicious entry inside your body, apparently eagerly waiting for this, and even more. On the other side of the fabric, a hand closer on my intimacy, and a soft motion makes my desire rise. I whisper something into your ear, and after nodding, you stand back up a little, allowing me to remove the remnant of your clothes, then guide my sex to the entrance of this paradise of carnal pleasure, now exposed. I decide to take matters into my own hands as I stand up, and after placing myself behind you, slam you against the still hot door, forcing you to slightly arch your back, thus sticking out your oh-so-round buttocks. With one hand, I titillate your clitoris while I spread your thighs, feeling how soaking wet you are. I grab my dick, sliding it between your thighs all the way from the bottom of your pussy to finally press against your little clit. With my free hand, I slowly stick a finger inside you, and you can feel it turning, going in and out while pressing towards your belly. After 5 passages that seemed like forever, I stand back again, and I notice that my member is already coated with your juices. So I take my finger out of you, and as you are ready to feel the logical following to this foreplay, you feel nothing? You want to turn around, but as you start to move, I restrain you one more time against the door, my arm bearing your shoulder to prevent any sudden movement, keeping your face away from the show you can sense, so close to your naked body. You can feel my face, inches away from your ear, whispering how much I love this fucking body, the pleasure I can get from certain things. But the problem is, all this excitation was just a taste of what you could have enjoyed, if only you had played along. But now it's too late. You feel a strong pinch in your neck, and your head starts to turn as your strength leaves you. I catch you, and lie you down on the bench beside me, since you are now totally incapable of moving. Before grabbing my clothes, you think you can see me throw a syringe in my bag, with what you would swear is a drop of blood. Once clothed, I grab you and throw you on my shoulder, then start to leave the booth. I can hear you faintly, complaining because you are still naked. Without paying attention to this, I continue to walk across the entrance of the building. Strangely empty. Once outside, I hurry down to reach the car. It's cold tonight. Good thing I have something to keep me warm on my shoulders. And from the goosebumps I see covering your legs, you seem to feel it too. Once again, the parking area is pretty packed with cars, but not a soul is to be seen around. After opening the door, I sit you down on the passenger side, and fasten your seatbelt. Safety first. Plus, I don't want you to fall on the dashboard. It would be a shame to bruise such a pretty face. Then I head to the trunk. I wonder what is going on inside your head right now. Once we reached our destination, after a trip that attracted a few glances at a slightly too long red light, I put you back on my shoulders and start to make my way to my apartment. For a moment, I hesitate between the stairs and the elevator, but I finally prefer the latter. I hope nobody is inside. Wait, in front of the elevator, once again, and the top floor stretches and stretches. As the door opens, you discern a dark shape behind the tinted glass. Oh no, not that! But it turns out none of the lights died. But it turns out one of the lights died, and it was just shadows. While I turn around to press on the 8 button, you can't stop yourself from seeing what the mirror is showing to you. Folded in two on my shoulder, arms and chest unable to resist gravity, I hold you with one arm around your waist, holding you firmly by your right cheek. You would like to look away, or close your eyes, but you are like hypnotized by your reflection. Or is it something else? And this climb that never ends. 3 times the elevator stops, and with horror you can see that it doesn't indicate the 8th floor. But every time it closes again without anybody coming in. Did I do that on purpose? This time, we really reached our floor. I head to my door in the obscurity and finally enter my apartment. After closing the door, I drop my bag in the middle of the entrance. A quick glance at the lounge lets you see a strangely clean room, and on my desk, 2 screens showing 2 huge photos of you. I move again to the hallway, but instead of going in my bedroom, I turn immediately on my right and cast you down without real precaution on a simple mattress, before stretching and heading out again. As I exit, you can see me removing my top, then it's total darkness. Gradually, your eyes get used to the darkness, but it's not really useful. All you can see is a lamp and a half-empty bottle of water. Because your mouth has been open since you lost control of your body inside the booth, you can feel it very, very dry, but you are still incapable of reaching this bottle to quench the thirst that burns your throat. In conjunction with your eyes, your ears are really sensitive too now. You can hear my steps behind the wall, the thud of clothing falling on the ground. I must be in my bedroom now. The steps start again, but stop before reaching your door, yet you can hear one opening and closing. Then, water. A shower. I'm taking a shower while you are lying here, thirsty, shivering and naked on a mattress not 5 meters away. Slowly, you can feel your muscles waking up, and you can't think about anything else than drinking all this water that has been taunting you for the past 30 minutes. You grab it and reach for your mouth, but the moment before you swallow, you realize... 30 minutes? The water. You can't hear the shower running anymore. And this bottle... Hesitant, you set it down and try to stand up, but your legs are still too weak to carry you. It seems you are not so thirsty after all. My voice makes you jump, and you turn around. But the blinding light coming from the hallway lets you only see the outline of my body. A dark shape from which drops a long and thick rope? With 2 swift steps I'm on you, and I turn you around on your belly, bringing your arms behind your back. You did see a rope, and now you can feel it winding around your wrists, joined in a slightly too tight grip, prohibiting any movement. Then the rope circles your waist, blocking your arms against your back. After making sure you were really immobilized, I take the time to stand up and admire the naked body bathed in light in front of me. The heat of the apartment erased any trace of shivers, and it's a perfectly smooth skin, except from some female rotundity that I see. You notice that neither the drip nor the shower calm my passions, and if you watch carefully, you can see that the light is making your crotch glisten. I approach you again, and lift you easily to carry you to my chamber, where I lie you down on the bed. You've found a little strength back, and you're fighting against your restraints as I'm climbing on the bed to strangle you. How cute. I forcefully kiss you while I grab one of your breasts with my hand. Going up between your legs, you can feel the wet tip of my dick touching your burning pussy. Do you really think you will be able to do anything? Not with how I tied you up, darling. No way. You try to back away, but my arms are holding you in place. With one movement, I press my dick against your entrance, my chest against yours, and my head on your shoulder. You can feel the pressure increasing between your legs, as my member slowly makes its way between your secret lips. My breath floods your back as all of your muscles tenses up. Here we are. Impossible to stop, my cock is penetrating you. And to answer your moan, you feel my teeth closing just between your neck and your shoulder. The pain isn't unbearable, but this will leave a mark tomorrow. Good thing you have a scarf. Between our pelvises, your cyprine is running down your legs while I'm up to the hilt inside you. You feel like your loins are totally filled up, and a wave of orgasmic pleasure washes over your body, radiating from your center to your extremities, throwing your head back, clenching your fingers and toes, and hardening your nipples, already teased by the pressure of my chest. As my jaw releases your neck, I start to move inside you, exiting you almost completely before ramming my hips against yours, accompanying each thrust with a bite, sometimes on the neck, sometimes the ear, my tongue soothing from time to time, the mark painful, but so delicious. My breath becomes heavier as the effort continues, just as your moans increase. I keep fucking you for several minutes, and it finally pays off as I can feel the walls of your pussy tightening and vibrating around my cock in a moist embrace, while your body twitches and shakes with each new orgasm, exploding one after the other. All of a sudden, I rise up and bring my glistening member out of your pussy, and you want to say something, but I cover your mouth with one hand and start to untie you with the other, freeing your chafed wrists. You immediately grab my hair and pull me in a deep, long kiss, during which I caress your ass. Kneeling beside you, I put you on all fours, and with one quick thrust, start fucking you again from behind, massaging your tits and kissing you at the same time. Our tongues are dancing together, my fingers are frantically playing and tugging at your hard nipples, my hips are slamming against your ass harder and harder, the pleasure almost impossible to resist, and I slide a hand down through your pubes to also play with your clit. You can hear my breath becoming ragged and irregular as I sink one last time in the deepest part of your pussy to explode inside you. Pumping your little hole with so much cum, some starts to dribble down our legs. It's too much for you, as you fall down screaming with pleasure, writhing on the bed. I let you bask in this sensation a little while, before putting you on your back again and straddling your chest, to let you clean every inch of my still rock-hard dick with your mouth, licking and swallowing the mix of our cum until only your saliva covers my cock. Finally, we collapse in each other's arms, and your hand naturally finds its way to my crotch, while we resume a long and passionate kiss that will only end when, struck down by the effort and the late hour, we drift into a restful sleep, huddled against each other to keep the heat of our two bodies, naked and glistening in sweat, from escaping.